Oh, stretch, my little honey. Ember in the house.
When they go low, we go high.
It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, Charles Raymond Carell Boulay. For those of you in the know, happy Wednesday. So glad you are humping on the hump day with us. Now I'm red. Everyone on my video. For those of you watching the live video, you don't get live video Monday through Friday anymore at the website. You get it on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 10 o'clock to 11:30. It's a perk for being a Patreon subscriber. The rest of you every day at the website get audio and the blog. So there's lots at the website every day at reallycarell.com. There is the audio for you, and there's the blog, and then there'll be weekly video for you as well. If you want live interaction, become a Patreon subscriber. All right. A lot going on in the world, but I want to start with a story that happened earlier in the week out of San Francisco. It got captured on video, but it really exemplifies what's going on in terms of how tightly wound we are in our country. Customer service has always been the bane of all of our existence, okay? If you are over the age of 50, you know that customer service took a nosedive in the mid-80s. And it just, from that point on, just got worse and worse. The minute they got the computerized phones, press one for this, press two for that, the minute they started replacing people with automation, and the minute the corporations started caring more about their bottom line than their customers, customer service just went down the tubes. So when we interact with anybody, okay, at a customer, at a store or retail, we're already on edge. Most of you walk up to these people, you are already on edge, okay, when you walk up to a customer service person. You are already ready for a confrontation because you just figure that's how it's going to go. Most of you, when you call someone on the phone, you want to be nice, but by the time you get through all the damn VoIP, press one for this, press two for that, press three if you're a total moron, press five if you're an idiot. By the time you get through to these people, you are pressed out, honey. You're done, okay? So in San Francisco, I believe it was, I have to double check the story, a woman went to a McDonald's and they got her McNugget order wrong. Now, in the great scheme of grievances, okay, getting a food order wrong is annoying. However, I don't know that I would crawl through the window to slap the woman, but this is what happened. So this woman's at a drive-thru. The McNugget order goes terribly awry. And so the woman throws the McNuggets through the window and crawls through and starts beating the other woman over the McNuggets. Okay? Now, we've seen this on airplanes where people just snap. They are sick of not having service. They are sick of being treated like cattle. They are sick of it all, and they are snapping. They're snapping at airports. Now they're snapping at McDonald's drive-thrus. People are snapping, child. People are out of control. They're out of control snapping. They are going bonkers over chicken McNuggets, okay? They're going freaking crazy over the damn McNuggets because they're wound too tightly, okay? People are just, they're wound. We are wound. And customer service has always been a sore spot with Americans. Do you know how I can always tell when I'm back in America from when I travel abroad? The customer service drops just exponentially. Suddenly, everybody, because over here, customer service people, they'll be rude to you over here. Over in other countries, oh, look, I have a stain on my shirt. How'd I get that? I must have drank some water. Sorry about that for those of you watching that see the stain. Over in other countries, they are nice to a fault, okay? You could be the biggest a-hole in the world standing in front of them, and they're going to be nice to you, okay? Or they're going to try to be. They're going to try to have a smile. Yes, sir. Oh, no, sir. Let me see if I can. Over here, they just get all rude. Okay? Over here, they're just like, I am trying to help you. Why don't you just calm down? You know? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've come up with the 5 rules of customer service. I've written about them. I've posted them online. They were in my first book, You Can't Say That. They were one of the biggest things I used to do on KGO and KFI, my 5 rules of customer service. Because it appears that both people on the service side and people on the customer side have forgotten that there are 5 rules of customer service, okay? And There are a lot of reasons in the chat room. We are talking with the chatters at Patreon at reallycarell.com. They say this is because they pay them decently over there. That is true. Part of the reason with our bad customer service is we don't pay these people any money. You know, really, they don't get much cash. They're out there for the lowest common denominator. So they hire the lowest common denominator, and we get the lowest common denominator in service. That's pretty much the way it is. I mean, that's a sad statement, but it's the way that it is. But there are some rules, okay? There are some rules. There are some pet peeves I have, okay? Now, I probably wouldn't crawl through a window and smack someone over McNuggets because I worked a McDonald's drive-thru live on the radio, and believe me, I deserved to be smacked, and no one went through the window and smacked me. So I probably wouldn't do that. However, I do get very angry at customer service, and I will let them or the management know. For instance, this just happened to me, and I got a $25 gift card because I called Rite Aid and complained. I went to a Rite Aid, right? I'm standing there in line. Amber is with me. And there's a long line at 9 in the morning. There's 4 people in front of me and 2 cashiers working. I stand in line for almost 10 minutes. Okay, because I hate people. Oh, my God. These chip cards, we've got to just come up with a better way. These chip cards are horrible. These chip cards, they take forever. Stick your card in. Don't take your card out. Enter your PIN. Don't enter your PIN. Do this. We have now all become the little old lady writing a check. These cards were supposed to make it faster. Okay, they don't. It's horrible. So I finally get up. Come here, Miss Ember. Come here, the light of my life, the joy of my world, the little dog that walks 8 miles a day. Look at her. Look how physically fit this little animal is. The little dog that walks 8 miles a day. Yes, she does. 12 pounds of wonder. So I'm waiting in line, and I get up to the counter, and I get checked out, and the lady says, oh, our ATM is down. We only take cash. And I said, why didn't you tell me that before I got up here? What the hell is going on? And she said, oh, we announced it. I said, no, you didn't. I've been standing in line for 10 minutes. There has been no announcements. There's no sign. And then she did cardinal rule number 1 of bad rules of customer service. She said, I'm sorry, sir, but we did announce it. There's an ATM over there if you'd like. And you can talk to my manager if you want to complain. This is what she says to me, right? So I'm like, oh, you don't have any idea who you're talking to, honey. She broke my first rule of customer service. Never call the customer a liar. How many of you have been called a liar by somebody in customer service? Oh, well, you're supposed to do this. I did do that. Well, no. How many of you have been called a liar by someone behind the desk? Oh, well, you didn't call. Yes, I did call. Oh, well, you didn't. How many of you have been called a liar by someone in customer service? Never call the client a liar. That's the first thing. That's the first thing that just pisses me off beyond belief. Okay? It's not so much the customer is always right. Just don't call them a liar. Okay? Because no one likes to be called a liar. Second of all, she broke another rule of bad customer service. Don't tell me you can't do your job in retail. I'm not talking about radio or television or whatever. Don't tell me you can't do your job because technology is down. I have been told more than once, I'm sorry, we can't take any money. Our cashier, our check stand is down. Well, does the drawer open? Well, yes. Well, then you could just count out the change. Well, no. Well, no what? Well, it won't keep a record of the sale. Just write it down. Well, no, we can't. There's no system for that. So I want to buy something from you, but I can't because one piece of technology is broken. How many of you have been told that? I have. Back in my days of going and eating bad food, I went through a drive-thru at Jack in the Box, and the lady said she couldn't take my money and give me my order because she didn't know how to make change. I'm not making that up. I am not making that up. So number one, don't ever call the customer a liar. Number two, don't tell me you can't help me because of technology. Oh, I'm sorry that you've waited on the hold for 20 minutes, sir, but now that I've got you, my system is down and I'm not going to be able to help you. Well, then take my phone number, take my information, help me when you can, and call me back. But oh no. So you're going to have to call back in another hour. I'm sorry, our system. How many of you have done that? Waited on the phone, gotten someone, and then their computer made it so they couldn't help you. So A, never call me a liar. B, never tell me that you can't do your job because a piece of technology is down. And C, if I do get through to you after waiting for a long period of time, help me no matter what. Do your job. See how these rules of customer service just sort of make sense? Okay? Rule number 4, never argue with the customer. Ever. Never argue with the customer. Ever. I don't care if they deserve it. I don't care if they're the biggest raging a-hole in the world. Your job is to help them, not to argue with them. If you don't like your job, if you think I can't do this job, I can't help these people, then get a new job. But don't not help someone or don't argue with them just because you don't like them or because they're confronting you. That's your job to be confronted. Also, never tell me that don't quote to me why you can't help me as a policy. That is enough to make me want to crawl through a window and beat someone over a McNugget. I'm sorry, sir. That's our policy. I can't help you. That's our policy. What? So you can't do this basic thing because you've got some rule somewhere that says, never tell me that you can't help me because it's your policy to be stupid. Okay? If your policy, I've had salespeople say, I know it's a dumb policy. When you're a salesperson or you're in retail or whatever, and there's a dumb policy, don't tell me you can't help me because of it and then tell me you know that it's dumb. These are all rules of customer service. What are some of yours? I'd like to hear the things that bother you in customer service and how you'd like them fixed. What are some of your rules of customer service? Email me at feedback@reallycorrell.com. That's feedback@reallycorrell.com. Or go to reallycorrell.com and click the contact button on the website. You may also call and leave a message. There is no voice. There's no greeting. Skype doesn't allow us to have a personalized greeting now. But you can call 213-985-3527 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and leave me a message. 213-985-3527. What is your customer service pet peeve, and how could they rectify it? Anybody in the chat room? Do you have a pet peeve for customer service? Cherokee, Denise, Joe, Max, anybody? And how could they easily fix it? When we come back, it's relevant because in just like a week, a little over a week, it's Black Friday. Can you believe it? It's happening again. That horrible national embarrassment is about to happen again. And I'm going to tell you when we come back why it should be canceled. Hey, it's Krell, and broadcasting has changed. It truly has. No more are there big corporate radio entities that are providing quality programming. Now, if you want quality programming, you got to go find it. And typically, it's going to be a podcast, which means you're going to have to support it. Whether it's me or someone else, you've got to support the artists that are entertaining you each and every day. That's why there's this great service called Patreon, Patreon.com. Patreon, Patreon.com/Karel. That's K-A-R-E-L. That's how you can find my Patreon. And all you do is become one of my patrons, because every artist needs a patron, or two, or three, or 500, or 1,000. For 25 cents a show, which is $5 a month, or 50 cents a show, which is $10 a month, you can keep progressive, liberal, gay-friendly programming on air, and pet-friendly, too. I mean, Ember's listening right now, and is Attila right out the door. Patreon, Patreon.com/Karel. Please give what you can. Keep me on the air. I'll appreciate it, and so will you.
Hey, it's Karel. Not only can you watch me each and every week on Free Speech TV and at lifeinsegments.com, but you can stream me each and every day right here on the Progressive Voices Network, as well as my own dedicated app and all streaming services. Now, here's a little of what you're missing.
I turn 55 this coming Tuesday, November 7th, a week from today. And I want to be smarter in my next year. I treat my birthday as my new year. Not New Year's Eve. I treat my birthday as New Year's Eve because it's my new year. I'm a year older. It's my year. New Year's Eve is for the time change. And I want us to talk about being smarter about that, because this weekend we fall back. Okay. Next week I'm on vocal rest. And as you can all hear, if you're watching the video, I need it. I'm coughing and it's hurting my throat and it's bad. And the doctor said I have to not do a show for a week. And I'm sorry that angers some of you out there, but oh well. You know, my health is a little more important, and I'm feeling in great health. I'm looking great. Now I got to get my throat in order. But anyway,
Maine wants to switch to Atlantic time from Eastern time. Okay, it's an hour even further. They'd be 4 hours ahead of California. And they want to do this because, especially of the falling back, but also Atlantic time doesn't change. It stays the same. Our changing of the time is antiquated. It has negative impacts on society. It has negative impacts on health. We need to be smarter. We need to not change the time. Okay? We need to not change the time. Period. I agree with Maine. I agree with Arizona. I agree with Hawaii. We need to not change the time. We need to be smarter. Okay? One of the things that we all like is more nighttime. Okay? We all would rather have it be darker more in the morning and lighter longer. Well, that's the reverse of what's going to happen this weekend. It's going to start to get dark at get light at about 5:30 in the morning. And it's going to get dark at 4:30 in the afternoon, meaning there's going to be 13 hours of darkness. A longer night is not good for humans. We don't like it. It's not good. Better that it get light about 6:30 or 7, but stay light until about 6:30 or 7. You know, that would be the best thing. So we need to be smarter about the time change and the fact that there is one. It's an antiquated thing. We don't need it anymore. People aren't out in the fields. That's the first reason. And the second reason is fuel economy. And you know what? We're at a different place. We don't need the time change anymore. So we really need to be smarter about it. Now, I'd love to hear what you have things you think we should be smarter about. You can email me feedback@reallycarell.com.
I remember as a kid, the stereotypical things associated with girls were cooking, cleaning, fashion, interior design, anything to do with children, hair, makeup. But you know, as an adult, I realize that the top earners in all of these professions are men. How did this happen? Well, it's one of the conversations we're going to have on my new show called She Persisted. I'm your host, Melissa Carter, and as a media personality, a lesbian, a single mom, and a patient with a chronic disease, I can tell you, I certainly have some opinions, and I know that you do too. So let's be part of each other's lives and talk these things out on She Persisted. It's at 8 a.m. on the East on the Progressive Voices Network and on demand on the Progressive Voices app. I would really love for you to be part of the show because I believe that together we can go from She Persisted to She Thrived. I hope you'll join me.
Hey, it's Carell, and you know, I wanted to make a fun TV show for you where the talk show host is never ever in the studio, or their home is the studio, or the world is your studio, because I think in your life, that's how it is, right? Your home is your stage. Your workplace is your stage. Your therapy is at the laundromat or wherever it might be. So I want to go out and find things that are important to you and bring them to TV, and that's what Carell's Life in Segments is. Each and every Saturday at 7 o'clock on Free Speech TV Pacific Time, or at my website, reallycarell.com, and in my app. So why don't you go and get all of that? Just get my app, first of all. It's free. Come on. The TV show will flow right in there each and every week in the YouTube. Or how about you simply set your recorder for Free Speech TV, your little TiVo or whatever it is you got, each and every Saturday at 7 o'clock Pacific time for a new episode of Carell's Life in Segments. We cover everything, politics, pets, food. We cover life, my life, and your life in segments on Free Speech TV. And look for a DVD of season 1 and 2 very soon. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell. Charles Raymond, Carell Boulé. Well, a week from this coming Friday is Black Friday. And I got to tell you, I think it should be canceled. I think it is the worst thing. MA, Massachusetts. Sorry, in the chat room. I said Maine. I meant Massachusetts. I know the difference. ME is Maine. I know. Anyway, Black Friday is the rich people's way of having amusement at our expense. It is the saddest statement of American culture that there is. It is watched by the rest of the world in horror. I know I have been abroad on Black Friday, and when they cover it in horror. It is where very poor people will line up for days to get items most of them don't need, or items that they can't afford throughout the year that they want or need.
I know people that use Black Friday to buy essentials, stuff that they actually need, like shoes, clothing, toiletries, because they all go on sale. So they use Black Friday to buy stuff that they not gifts, stuff they need for their family. Now there's Black Friday, there's Cyber Monday, there's all these different things, you know, but they're all a disgrace. They are all a disgrace to us as a culture because A, it shows the wrong priorities, just the wrong priorities. But B, watching poor people scramble for junk to get a deal on junk, that's just sad. Now, see, if they had Black Friday at the healthcare offices, we'd all be there. Like if they did fillings for $50 every on Black Friday, can you imagine? Can you imagine? That's the kind of Black Friday America needs, honey. We need dentists doing fillings for $100, crowns, $50, root canals, $150. Okay, that's what we need on Black Friday. We don't need a 70-inch TV for 39 cents. We need an X-ray for $100. Okay, that's what we need. Because all they do is get rid of crap. Just crap. I say we have a medical Monday. Forget Black Friday. Let's have a medical Monday where all surgeries are $1,500. You know, that's it. $1,500 today. Get your surgery. That's all you need. Need a root canal? $30 root canal. $30 root canal. I would climb over a mofo, okay? I would show up 4 days early for a $50 crown, okay? I would knee drop somebody. I swear to God, I'll take you out if you get in my way, if it's about dental work. That's cheap. But an Xbox? A PlayStation 43 or whatever they are? Your kid doesn't need that video game so badly that you got to be in a tent for 4 days out in front of the Best Buy. You just look stupid. But Carell, it's the only way my babies are going to get gifts. You know, we were dirt-ass poor growing up, and there were a lot of Christmases I got Avon gifts that my mother got from Avon from selling Avon. Would I have ever have wanted my mother to go wait for a day and a half in line to buy me some present? No. I would have felt bad for asking her. I would have felt bad that she had to do it, and I wouldn't have liked the gift that she had gotten me. People be fighting over TVs. They only got 720 high-def resolution. Don't even got 4K. That's what they're going to try to give you this year for cheap, TVs that ain't 4K. They're going to say, oh, they're high def. Yes, but high def is now a thing of the past. 1080i, 1080p, that's old. Now it's 4K, baby. They ain't going to give you these 4K TVs. No, they're going to give you the 1080 ones. By the way, for those of you watching the video, y'all might wonder why I have this old-looking microphone here on this mic stand that I play with. It's just a nervous habit. It ain't attached to anything. It's just a prop. I just like having a microphone around. All right, we do live video Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 11:30 for the Patreon subscribers. Otherwise, you get a fabulous show Monday through Friday at your streaming service of your choice. I hope you enjoy the live video on the weekends. I enjoy doing a weekend show again. Used to do it at KGO and, of course, KFI. Now I'm here on the weekends with you for Patreon. I'm here Monday through Friday for the rest of you. So I'm 7 days a week, baby. 7 days a week for you. Video on the weekends, audio every single day of the week. You get all of it at Really Carell. That's reallycarell.com. And you can, in fact, subscribe to Patreon. It's $4.99 a month or more to pay for the podcast, and you then get the video. Okay? So Black Friday is coming. It's in a little over a week. It's an American disgrace. I don't know if I'm going to go shopping on it. I like the cyber deals. Amazon does their thing, and that's fine with me. You know, malls and stores now, they're just, especially on Black Friday, I just wouldn't. Although I did go in the afternoon last year, I went like at 3 in the afternoon, and there was hardly anybody in the store, you know? All right, lots more coming up, so stay tuned for that. And as I said, remember, the video is live on Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 11:30, along with the chat room. You can interact with a really great group of people. So anyway, if there is any video issues, just know that it's probably on your end. A lot of people are saying, oh, the video's jumpy, the video's this. That's buffering on your end. We are broadcasting it full stream here, and we'll be doing so each and every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, 10 to 11:30. Thank you so much for joining me in this particular segment. Stay tuned for two more. And if you're going to be watching video, Tune in tomorrow for more of that. So there's so much going on with the Carell cast. Why don't you just check out the website, reallycarell.com, so you all know what's going on. Hey, it's Carell. Not only can you watch me each and every week on Free Speech TV and at lifeinsegments.com, it is the Carell cast. I am Carell, Charles Raymond Carell Boulay II. Don't forget tonight, Free Speech TV, Episode 2, Season 4, Carell Life in Segments. Tune in. I think it's at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern on Free Speech TV. If you don't get Free Speech TV, go to freespeech.org and watch the live player right there. Episodes 1 and 2 will be up next week at lifeinsegments.com, and you can, of course, watch them there. Meanwhile, all three seasons previous are already there. Also, thank you, and all of you that have donated and Patreon and everything, and you'll be getting an email from me about the future and special Patreon perks. So look for that in your Patreon. No after shows because my voice, and next week I'm on vocal rest. He wanted me to go this week, by the way. And I said, look, I just can't pull together. I can't do that. I have obligations. I have got to. Then he's like, is there any way you could do less? And I said, well, I can cut out the after show each day. That cuts out 17 minutes. So he was like, do that. I'm like, okay. We were going to talk about Delta. You know, Andrew and I flew Delta once to Hawaii, first class round trip. I don't know how we paid for that. I think it was upgrade miles. It was upgrade miles. But it was great fun. And on the way back, Andrew got tipsy on the free booze in first class. And it was a nighttime flight, and we had sex. Oh, yes, we did. Not full-on sex, but Bill Clinton-type sex, meaning oral, in first class on Delta Airlines. No one knew. No one said a word if they did. I think we were pretty discreet about it. You know, you're almost in like your own private little room there. You've got these two seats that are enormous next to each other. And anyway, so yes, we had sex on a Delta flight. Well, it appears if you do that and get caught, they want to prosecute you like you are frickin' Torquemada because we're Puritans. A woman was giving a 40-something-year-old woman was giving a 27-year-old man that she just met oral sex on the Delta flight. I say, go, sister. Go, honey. Young looks and tastes good. And you were like, I'm having me an in-flight snack. Oh, yes. Power to the girl. She's like 54, and he's 28. Power to the woman, honey. She got it. She got it. Okay? She was getting it. Or giving it, actually. And he was happy about it. It appears, however, others weren't. Which, why? Would you turn someone in for having oral sex on your plane? I'm being serious.
You're listening to The Carell Show. Carell.
This is Sam from Indivisible. Be part of the resistance. Listen to the Indivisible podcast when you want, on demand at progressivevoices.com or on the PV app. Download the PV app now in the app and Android stores.
Take action and hold Congress accountable. This is Ezra Levin on the Progressive Voices Network asking you to join the millions who decided to become part of the movement to resist Trump's agenda. Check out IndivisibleGuide.com to start resisting on your home turf. Keep listening for more ways you can get involved.
Be part of the resistance. Make sure you listen to this week's new Indivisible podcast, available on demand at ProgressiveVoices.com or on the PV app.
This is the voice of the resistance. You're listening to the Progressive Voices Network.
You know what? If you're not watching Carell's Life in Segments on Free Speech TV, you're just missing a groundbreaking TV show that literally invented a new format. 2.5 years ago, I approached Free Speech TV and I said, look, I have this idea for a reality talk show, meaning a talk show that's sort of about your life and my life and follows my life, but also does talk topics. Well, guess what? They bit. I've been doing it for 2 years now, 26 episodes. We are filming 13 more as we speak right now. They're all online at Free Speech TV. They air every weekend on Free Speech TV. And if you go right now and subscribe to my YouTube channel, or get my app, but subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I need you to, guess what? You can see every new video and hear every new show, including the audio. It's Really Carell Tube on YouTube, or reallycarelltube.com. It takes you there. And of course, my website takes you there, reallycarell.com. Carell's Life in Segments. Don't miss an episode. It's too much fun. Kisses from my co-host, Miss Ember. Oh, that sexual harassment, Ember. You're my co-host, and you are kissing me in the workplace. Yeah, that's okay. Black Friday. Oh, my God, Black Friday. Black Friday is really just the cruelest joke, as I've said, on the poor people. But I have to tell you, I've been looking at some Target and some Best Buy and some stuff like that, and there really are some bargains. Now, I am not for going out on Black Friday and going shopping, okay? I'm not. But that being said, there's some really incredible deals. And I think there might be some to even get me out of the house. I mean it. Because I got to tell you, Best Buy, oh my God, Best Buy and Target, they're having a Black Friday like war. And they've got some bargains. For instance, the bargain of the day, like the bargain that's the bargain. I think it's going to be at Best Buy. Best Buy is offering a Sharp 50-inch LED TV, 2160p, 4K, okay? This is the latest technology. It's the highest resolution that there is. Life in Segments will look incredible on it. And they're offering it with Roku, okay, for $180. It's normally $500. And they're offering it for $180. And that's going to be on Black Friday in Best Buy. Now, there's no telling how many each of the stores have, but it's $179.99, including online. Okay? You'll be able to get this buy from Best Buy online. Now, if you're needing a television, and really, that, you know, as I told you, this is the time of year where you actually get stuff that you need, okay? So if you're needing a television or a TV, if yours is going out, if you have one that's like 20 inches and you need a bigger one, well, I have to tell you, I hate the notion of you guys going out and shopping on Black Friday. I do. But when they're offering a $179 television set that's 50 inches and 4K, I may join you. I may go out and buy that. If you want a Samsung smartphone, Best Buy is offering a sale where you can save $300 on the Galaxy Note, the Galaxy S8, or the Galaxy S8 Plus. And you offering Target's offering the similar deal, but its $300 savings are via a $300 Target gift card. So if you're looking for a Samsung phone, then Target or Best Buy is giving you $300 off. If you want one of those fancy-dancy GoPro cameras, both Target and Best Buy are offering the GoPro Hero 5 4K for $349. Okay, that is so cheap. That is just so cheap. Now, both Best Buy and Target will close the night of Thanksgiving or early Black Friday morning before reopening for Black Friday. Best Buy will open up at 8 a.m., while Target will open up at 6 a.m., giving you more time to arrange Target into your Black Friday shopping spree if you're going to be out there at 6 a.m. Can you believe that? Xbox One, if you have a family member that's wanting one of those, both Target and Best Buy are offering the popular Xbox One. By the way, gaming consoles and games, this is the time to buy them. No other time throughout the year will they be cheaper, period. And gaming consoles, let me just say a word about those. They are not just gaming consoles. And if you don't play games, you may still want one. Sony PlayStation has its own network. It has its own programming. You can now get apps and watch my show. You can, you know, watch Netflix. You can watch Hulu, all of that. So they really have become entertainment hubs. And both Target and Best Buy are offering the Xbox One 500 gig console for $189. That's like a $500 thing. Target's also giving shoppers a $25 Target gift card if you buy one there. The Google Home Mini Smart Speaker, I don't even think you should buy it, because I have been living for Sonos's Alexa. Their Sonos Play One with Alexa built in. It really integrates it seamlessly, beautifully. It is, I tell you, it's changed my listening life again. Sonos changed my listening life once before just by inventing Sonos. And now they've changed my life once again with this Alexa integration. It really is something. You can do now with your Sonos in the kitchen is where mine is. I set timers because, you know, Ember has to be washed and she has to have 5 minutes of shampoo on her. She hates that, which she has to sit in the kitchen sink for 5 minutes. But I just massage her the whole time. But anyway, Alexa tells me when that's up. If I need a recipe, she's quick to give it to me. I can ask her the time, the temperature. She controls all of the Sonoses now. She does a lot, actually. In fact, I don't even know. I'm not doing as much as she can do, quite frankly. So I wouldn't get a Google Home Mini Smart Speaker. I would get a Sonos Play One with Alexa built in. Target has the Apple Watch Series 1 starting at $179 in their Black Friday ad, while Best Buy has the same item for $199. So Target's actually $20 cheaper if you're looking for an Apple iWatch like the one I'm wearing right now, Series 1. Apple iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus, not the 10. Target's offering a $250 Target gift card with activation of an iPhone 8 or an iPhone 8 Plus. Best Buy is offering $200 in savings. Now, shipping, Best Buy and Target will both offer free shipping with no minimum over the holiday season, including orders during Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Amazon Echo, both Target and Best Buy, are offering the second generation Echo for $79 on Black Friday. Amazon Echo will link into your devices through an output. So if you don't have a Sonos or whatever, then the Echo will work. Sony PlayStation 4, it's the 4, Sony PlayStation 4 1 terabyte console. Both Target and Best Buy are offering it for $199. If I had $199, I would go buy myself a PlayStation 4. I had one for years. I really loved it. I played games. But, you know, when I got rid of it because of the time. It was taking up a lot of my time, and I want to use that other. So Forbes is writing all about Black Friday, okay? They're rounding up what all the stores are, you know, doing. Now, I got to tell you, I'm a Kohl's shopper because I'm broke, okay? I know a lot of you are like me, and you're Kohl's shoppers because you're broke. Kohl's is actually doing a Black Friday, and their ad was obtained by mistake by Forbes magazine. So at Kohl's, they're doing a 55-inch 4K ultra high-def TV for $299. So what you're seeing is a lot of electronics, Kohl's, Best Buy, Forbes. This is the time to buy electronics. That's the only good thing Black Friday is for. Don't wait in line for them. Don't go, you know, rushing over each other to get them. Don't murder each other to try to get the electronics. But if you can get online, or if you can get to the store, and you do need, now, do we really need a 55-inch TV? That begs the question. But, you know, if your TV isn't working properly, if your TV is broken, if you've been saving up, you certainly could use these deals, okay? Someone in the chat room said, those are great prices, but I don't need the deal. I may buy the one for $179. I mean, I have a 43-inch TV now, and I feel deprived. Isn't that terrible? I'm in television, and whenever I sit down to watch Life in Segments, I want it to be on a bigger screen. I know that sounds iffy, and I'm dead broke, but $179, come on. So a week from when? A week from, well, just in a week, I guess, because Thanksgiving is coming up, as we know. You know, I thought about that again, about Thanksgiving and about being thankful. I've been, ever since I did the show about it, I've been thinking about Thanksgiving. You know, I'm talking about Black Friday because it's fun to do. And, you know, the deal, some of the good deals are great, you know? I mean, look, if you're poor, it's unfortunate, but Black Friday is your friend. If you're poor, the sad part is they did a report last year at the mall, and people were out buying everyday items on Black Friday that were cheaper. You know, razors, soap, you know, shampoos, you know, stuff that people have out to give as gifts, like, oh, this shampoo gift set or this soap, and they're buying it because they need it for their essential daily use. And that's sad that we have people out shopping on Black Friday to buy staples, to buy essentials, because they can't afford them other days of the week. You know, that is sad. But that's going to be happening. And I guess I'm thankful this holiday season that I could even entertain spending $179 on a TV. Now, that would be my Christmas present to myself. But, you know, I have a Kohl's charge. I could get that $299 doorbuster, that 4K TV, 55-inch, you know, and that would be my Christmas present. And that would last me through the move, you know, through if I move into a new home, it would last. And that would be that. So, you know, it is a way on Black Friday to make Christmas more affordable. The sad part is it's turned into this horrible sport where the news covers these people trampling each other for these bargains, and it's just embarrassing and it's horrible, and it's really become a national blight. So I don't mind the bargains. Who doesn't love a bargain? I mean, we all love bargains, but it really has become this national blight where it's embarrassing internationally. You know, I've been in Ireland past Black Friday, like in December. I forget when I went in December, but I did. And they kept showing the footage of people like beating each other at Walmart. And I was so embarrassed for us as a people because I thought, oh my God, look at what we're doing. And I don't want to be that person, but at the same time, I want that $179 TV. Okay, I will smack you trying to get my cheap TV. No, I won't. Maybe I'll get in as media, like say I'm covering the story. I'm here to cover your Black Friday, and then they'll let me in the store. And then when they open the door in the melee, I'll just grab the damn TV and go to the counter. Maybe I'll do that. Would that be wrong? Corral, you're going to cut in the line in front of all those people who have been there camping out for 2 days by using your media credential. You're damn right. I want that $179 TV. Lord, you act like those things grow on trees. I also did my 5 rules of customer service. And, you know, I was doing some Googling about that. And I got to tell you, I am not alone in my frustration with customer service. And over this holiday season, according to all the stories, it's only going to be worse. It's only going to be worse. They are paying these people less and less. They're making them do more and more. And they don't want to help you, quite frankly. They want to just put in their time and get home. They don't want to deal with you. And on Black Friday, who wants to work that day? Oh, my God. Can you imagine being in retail on Black Friday? I would, there's not enough Xanax in the world, you know? Who's going to volunteer in the chat room at reallycorral.com? I'm going to go volunteer on Meal on Wheels for Thanksgiving. Chinese takeout late for you. Good for you. Good for you, Joe. I'm a vegan, so I got to tell you, Thanksgiving is going to come and go with little fanfare for me. I'm probably going to eat out. I'll probably eat out on Thanksgiving at my favorite vegan restaurant because I don't want to burden my friends with them making special dishes. Or I'll bring stuff with me, like to Ken and Dennis's. I'll go up to Ken and Dennis's, but I will bring my food with me because I don't want them to have to, you know. I mean, I could stay home and cook a lovely vegan pilgrim fest, and it would be easy because they didn't have a lot of stuff, you know, like milk and dairy and eggs and butter back in the day anyway. So I could do a really traditional Thanksgiving. I just don't know that I want to cook. I cook every day. I think I want Thanksgiving off, actually. We'll finish up right after this. Don't go anywhere. You know, I don't want to work for anybody else. I want to work for you. I don't want to go get a day job at a corporate radio station or even a television station in a network that's going to tell me what to put in my show. I want you guys to be the ones to tell me what to put in my show. So in order to do that, I need you guys to be my boss, which means you have to pay me. Now, here's all you have to do. Through Patreon, you can pledge $5 a month, which is $60 for the year, $10 a month, $120 for the year, $20 a month, $240 for the entire year. And that keeps progressive, gay-friendly programming on the air. Now, gays are under attack, as we know, in this country. Progressive values are under attack in this country. Logic is under attack in this country. You, if you agree with anything I say, can help keep me on the air by simply donating $5 or more per month through Patreon. Go to reallycarell.com and click on the Patreon link and let me say thank you now. Hey, it's Carell. Not only can you watch me each and every week on Free Speech TV and at lifeinsegments.com, but you can stream me each and every day right here on the Progressive Voices Network, as well as my own dedicated app and all streaming services. Now, here's a little of what you're missing. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, almost out of here for the weekend. Remember, next week I am on vocal rest. There will be shows, and y'all are welcome to meet at noon and chat. I imagine Kevin Spacey has scrubbed his computer and all of his files in cloud by now. The minute the first accusation came out, I imagine that night, all of his stuff, if he's smart. Same with Weinstein. I hope that they're smart. And when I say scrubbed, I don't just mean erased. I mean, I hope he took his actual hard drive that had any and all of the stuff on it, either out of the computer and smashed it, or put a magnet on top of it. Because when you're going to have forensics pathologists and the like going through your stuff, you better make sure that they cannot retrieve it. Because we know he's got 16-year-old porn on there, because that's what he likes. How do I feel about that? I'm not him. I'm not his husband. I'm not his mother, his father. And he hasn't gone after any 16-year-old that I know. If he had, it wouldn't be an issue, because he would have no testicles and he would not have to be a sexual molester anymore. Because if Jake ever came home, my 16-year-old nephew, when he was 16, my nephew, and had said Kevin Spacey made a pass at me, Kevin Spacey wouldn't have had any nards after that. So that, just the way that is. Anyway, my birthday is Tuesday. I can't believe it. You know, I was just looking. I was trying to make the Logicam camera focus. And I put my hand under it. I moisturize every day. I do. And it did a macro close-up of my hand. And I thought, whose old skin is that? You know, Karen told me that vanity is the first thing that has to go out the window when you age. And as I age, I'm learning that to be true. Because, you know, you wake up and you look at your arm and suddenly go, has my skin always been that model? Do I have some weird disease? What's going on? And then you go to the dermatologist and they go, no, that's just age. And you're like, but I don't like that. And now I see why these people like Barry Manilow mutilate themselves. I do. I understand it. They're trying to not look the way that nature is making them look. Because who likes this waddle under here? Only a turkey would like that. You know? Try the new Bella, the new this, the new pull that neck back. But it's not natural to do that. Gravity has been pulling on me for 55 years. Every part of my body. And thus, some of it's reaching towards the floor. You know? But it's rough. Aging is rough, I gotta tell you. You look in the mirror and you're like, I feel good. I look, you know, my brain is still thinking like an 18-year-old, but what's that? You know, who's that guy looking back at me? When did some old guy get in my bathroom?
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1919. That was the day that federal agents stormed the offices of the Industrial Workers of the World in New York City. They were looking for evidence connecting the organization to radical communists or anarchists. The ransacked office was part of the infamous Palmer Raids. When Attorney General Alexander Palmer responded to the growing Red Scare hysteria by raiding the offices of leftist organizations and arresting thousands. Hundreds of immigrants to the United States were deported during the raids without legal due process. The 1917 Russian Revolution had stoked fears about a spreading communist threat. Newspaper headlines helped to drum up public panic. A week before the IWW raid, a headline on the front page of the Evening World, published in New York City, declared, "Reds in U.S. plotted revolution. Deportation for all radicals." The day after the IWW raid, a Washington Post headline read, "Law to Crush Reds." Writing in 1920, Attorney General Palmer warned, quote, "The chief appeal communism makes is to the worker. If they can lure the wage earner to join their own gang of thieves, if they can show him that he will be rich if he steals, so far they have succeeded in betraying him to their own criminal course." Palmer went on to describe how communists had, quote, "stirred discontent, caused irritating strikes, and infected our social ideas with the disease of their own minds and their unclean morals." Palmer's references to workers and irritating strikes demonstrate that he perceived the labor movement as part of the communist threat. Anti-communist hysteria took its toll on the most radical elements of the U.S. labor movement, especially the IWW.
Here is the Corralcast. I am Corral Charles Raymond Corral Boulay II. Thank you for joining me each and every day. You will have audio each and every day, and maybe even some video each and every day at my website, reallycorral.com, and all streaming services. So each and every day, you're going to get my marvelous podcast. You, my fabulous Patreon subscribers, get me live Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 11:30. On video and on chat as a perk, as a way to interact with me, as a way to chat with other chatters, as a way of me saying, let me do something extra for you because you support me through Patreon. Again, I want to reiterate, this is new. It's a new change for me. It's going to take a minute for it to work itself out. And you guys are going to have to learn how to use Patreon. If you're a Patreon subscriber. And I really want all of you to become Patreon subscribers so we can have all of you on the weekends sharing community and camaraderie and having a lot of fun with me on the video. So please go to my website, reallycorral.com, click on the donate button. That'll take you to Patreon. Give any monthly amount you can, $1, $5, $10, and then you qualify for the free weekly video, which will appear as a post on Patreon, okay? And starting next week as a private webpage on my website as well, reallycorral.com. The rest of you enjoy the streaming show Monday through Friday on any of your streaming services, Progressive Voices Network, iHeart, Spreaker. Spreaker is a great platform for you to discover all kinds of podcasting, so go there. And just many other places, iTunes, iHeart, I'm everywhere. I'm every woman. I'm everywhere. You know, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, what it really symbolizes is the start of the holiday season, really. I guess Halloween kicked it off, but Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And I want to take this moment to address depression. Some of you are depressed you can't go shopping on Black Friday. Some of you are depressed that you can only go shopping on Black Friday, that you have no money for anything outside of something severely discounted. Some of you are depressed because you have to move over the holidays, or you're being evicted over the holidays, or you don't have anyone's house to go to on the holidays. You don't have family or friends that you're going to be going to. Some of you get depressed just because it is the holidays and you get the seasonal disorder. I would like to say this holiday season, I'm going to do all I can to not fall into melancholia. I know that a lot of you do as well. And I'm going to do all I can to not fall into it. I hope that you will do all you can to not fall into it, because we live in such a terrible time right now. We really, truly do. And it'd be very easy, you know, to fall into melancholia, particularly over the holiday season. My mother and father died in December, December 27th and December 28th. So it's not exactly, you know, a fabulous time of the year for me. And yet, you know, it is a time for sharing and for caring. Yes, it's a time for shopping. It's a time for Black Fridays, and it's a time for special requested Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's also a time for conversation that you're going to, some of them you're not going to want to have. We're going to be talking about things like gun violence over the holidays. We're going to be talking about sexual assault over the holidays. There's a lot of the real world that's going to creep into the holidays and sort of try to infest it. And I would ask that you try to keep it out. And remember the reason for the season. And that is family and friends, love, home, hearth, all of it. That's what this is about. You can throw in Jesus if you like. I don't care. But it's really about family and friends and camaraderie and fellowship, being together and celebrating each other. So, you know what? I haven't been invited to one holiday party yet. It's already November something. And I haven't been invited. So if you haven't been either, don't worry. Something will happen. And if not, oh well. But the holidays are a time when people can get depressed. And I just wanted to address it here and say, you know what? Let's try this year, even though there is a ton of depressing stuff, let's try this year to avoid it, to not let it creep in and infest our world. Let's just try to stay helpful over the holiday season. And instead of overeating over the whole season, how about you use this time to actually start a health regime? And I mean that. Now is a perfect time for you guys to start being healthier. Why wait until New Year's? And please, don't start thinking about resolutions, because you're not going to make any. Because if you make any, you're not going to keep them. So people are already thinking about holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. They're already thinking about what they want to do next year. They're already thinking about their life next year. I don't want you to, because those resolutions will be broken. You got to make daily choices. You can't make a choice for the whole next year. You got to make daily choices. You got to invest in yourself every day. I am Carell. Oops, I'm going to burp. I am Carell. Be who you want to be. Salon doesn't hurt anybody. We've got Thursday and Friday ahead of us, so stay tuned. And then the marvelous weekend. Don't forget, everything can be found at reallycarell.com. There's even a mailing list there on the contact page. And don't forget to give through Patreon.
You're listening to The Carell Show. Carell.
Try and get up every morning, day after day, and work for a living. Let's see him try that. Then we'll see who's the real tough guy. The working man is the tough guy.
With me, Joe Wilson, a wealth management advisor with a big money management house.
More money, yo money, Joe money.
We're happy to get the kind of money that jingles, but we'd rather get the kind that folds.
Not your grandpa's financial show.
What's going on, my money mavens and moolah misfits? It's me, your money guy, Joe Wilson of the Joe Knows Money Show, reporting live on Progressive Voices Network, delivering you 4 minutes of money news you can use. Trending this week in money news, a quarter of Americans cannot fix their teeth, according to the Federal Reserve's recent report on the well-being of U.S. households. That leads me to my next topic, 7 ways to save on dental care. Tip number one, commit to preventive care. If you do not have dental coverage, paying out of pocket for cleanings can save you money down the line. Barring that, make sure you're still brushing and flossing carefully. The cheapest cavity is one you'll never get. Tip number two, look for discounts. Brighter.com is the Groupon of dental care. It allows you to search for dentists in your area. It provides photos, summaries, and a rating system that links to Yelp. Best of all, Brighter offers substantial discounts on procedures and lets you know how much they'll cost in advance. Tip number three, look for financing. Some dentists offer low or no interest financing plans. Some let patients create a budget plan and pay over 15 to 20 months instead of covering care all at once. Tip number four, get a treatment plan in writing. Ask for a treatment plan in writing with an itemized list of costs and talk through these costs with your dentist or orthodontist to see if there might be a less expensive option. You can look up fair pricing for procedures in your area using Fair Health's free dental cost lookup tool. Tip number five, visit a dental school. If you live near a dental school, find out if it offers free or inexpensive cleanings to the public. Students perform the work under the supervision of licensed dentists. Tip number six, use flexible spending dollars. If your employer offers a flexible spending account, you can fund the account with pre-tax dollars to pay for out-of-pocket medical costs like dental work. However, you need to predict your costs for the year in advance so that you don't overfund the account and wind up losing unused money unless your employer offers a grace period or carryover option. Tip number seven, join a dental savings plan. For many seniors, these non-insurance membership programs can fill the dental gap in Medicare coverage. With a low-cost dental savings plan, you'll save anywhere from 10% to 60% off the regular cost of procedures. You can learn more about dental savings plans at consumerhealthalliance.org. Now it's time for Joe's Money Trap of the Day. While most dentists are ethical, it's smart to remember that a degree on the wall isn't a guarantee of honesty. Also, the Coalition Against Insurance Fraud advises parents to ask to remain in the treatment room while a child is in the dental chair. That way, you can make sure that your child is safe and only the expected treatments are done. Here's Joe's money grab of the day. Thousands of uninsured Americans are traveling to Mexico every day for dental care they otherwise couldn't afford. Molar City provides dental care to uninsured Americans at a savings of up to 70% off procedures. A ceramic crown costs $340 and dentures start at $250. Most dentists in the town speak English and many receive training in the United States. And now it's time for Joe's quote of the day. When we talk about the healthcare crisis in America, we got to also be talking about the dental crisis and how to address it. That is a quote by Senator Bernie Sanders. You are listening to the Joe Knows Money Show on Progressive Voices Network. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Joe Knows Money to hear this and other 4-Minute Money News You Can Use segments.